We are actuaries. In a world filled with unpredictability, we use our math skills to navigate uncertainty. Actuaries make a difference in people's lives across industries and the world. Actuaries have the freedom to work anywhere. And according to U.S. News & World Report, we're the 25th top-paying career. Make an impact as a fact seeker and a truth teller. Use your math skills for good as an actuary. The world needs you.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello and welcome to the Married at First Sight Wrap Up. I'm Asia, and as always, every week along this journey of season 13, I am joined by my awesome co-host, Amy. Amy, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, but you know, I know you're headed out somewhere after this. It's kind of a ways away, so I just want to make sure on your ride situation. Do you have another way home if you need to? Like, are you riding with anybody else? Because I don't know if you want anything to happen like we saw tonight.
Yeah, actually, I was just about to call my sister to come pick me up. So no worries. No worries. Actually, no, I'm going to call. Okay, right now. Middle of our conversation.
You can just go. Right. Doesn't bother me.
Oh, gosh. I knew walking into this episode, I was like, this is about to be a great episode. I just from the previews we got from Zach and Michaela at the beginning of the season, where we knew this scene was finally happening. It was just like, oh my goodness, what are we? I had to watch it in two sittings because there was so much drama, so much going on. It was a lot to take in for one sitting.
Yes. This is kind of where everything from the preview, at least with Michaela, showed up. So
It's like her highlight reel for this season was this episode. Oh, guys. So, yeah, we are just going to dive right in. We are talking about episode 14, season 13. And the couples, it was time for them to go on their retreat. They went to Chapel Hill Lavender Farm. Mm-hmm. And that's about, let's say,
on the Airbnb listing I've sent to
you. Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's it. Is it under that title, like for the name on Airbnb?
It's called 12 Armadillos Barn Dough.
Well, I guess instead of the
Arndo. Yeah.
And it sleeps up to 28. So
this is where I'm a little confused about the Mirla having to share bathrooms, because it has 7.5 bathrooms. Production must have closed off a ton of rooms. Yeah.
Yeah. Production opened up. Yep. They're like, we have 5 couples. They get 5 bedrooms. Because there's a total of 8 bedrooms.
And there's a ton of rooms that have more than one bed in them.
But yeah, they have 12 beds. Yeah. But man, 58 picks for Airbnb listing. That's a lot. Mm-hmm. And just like a measly $1,479 a night.
Not too bad. Divided by 28. What's
true?
That?
True. Would you get this for just like a couple's getaway?
You know, it looked like a cool space for just like lounging during the day, but it didn't have the feel of the other couples' retreats. I don't know what it was. Maybe they wanted it to be like more of this party open atmosphere, but I feel like we usually see that maybe a little bit longer trip and people kind of go off and do their own thing during the day, but not in this one.
Yeah, I feel like they tried to pick a place that they couldn't do that so that people were felt more inclined to stay at that place.
Right.
It didn't work.
Yeah.
But, I mean, because honestly, with it being an hour and 15 minutes away, you literally could drive from one point in Houston to another point in Houston and it take you that long.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like, oh, we're 4 hours away. I can't just drive home. I think if they wanted to prevent anybody from leaving, which these couples were the most at risk for someone just deciding to up and leave, I think they should have tried to go a little bit further.
Yeah, maybe more like a, instead of remote, maybe more just like a destination-y type place that give them all their own like separate rooms of a, like different areas of a house, different wings of a house or something.
Mm-hmm.
With their own bathrooms.
Yeah. Well, all the pics look nice. I like the barn style. A lot of people are going for that, turning barns into like, they'll do like an apartment up top and then the barn down low, or just the whole barn as the living space.
I'm wondering too, like, let's see. I don't know. I think they maybe picked this just so they could get all their promos out of it, you know, because they had these hats lined up, like these cheesy, like Gil's wearing a bright red cowboy hat. And it's like they made them pack their Buffalo Check plaid and everything. Because all the promos we see, it's like, oh, yeah, it's Houston.
Right.
They wear cowboy hats all the time.
Yeah, I mean, I have one on right now. That's just what we wear day to day.
Got the headphones built in.
I literally have one plaid shirt, which I had to buy for like a work thing that we were dressing up to look like we were at like a barn. Unfortunately, everyone in Houston and everyone in Texas doesn't dress like that every day. So we'll go ahead and get started with the star of the show, the star of this week, the couple that even took up time when all the other couples were together, the other couples were talking about them. So Zach and Michaela, what a roller coaster.
Mm-hmm.
So we start out like being reminded that she moved out, but Zach says they've resolved the situation, like they've talked through it, they just haven't seen each other since then. Like them meeting up to go to this couples retreat is their first time seeing each other, and he just wants her to say she's sorry. I was like, Zach, do you know your wife? How is that your expectation? Did you think she would just outright apologize?
No. She likes to analyze, you know, like what's gone down, like, and reflect and talk about like the progress she's made about it, but not like a specific, I'm sorry about this specific thing.
Yeah. So they're the first to arrive and the first to leave. The first to arrive, and Zach is like, you know, she seems over it.
They made some sort of pit stop on the way. Like it seemed like they had their activity ahead of time with the,
right, like they stopped and like fed some goat and then went to the Airbnb.
Yeah. And that so, stop was like they were good there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when they stopped there, they had a good, it looked like they were like having fun with each other. Like they do great when it's keeping things lighthearted and just having a good time. But unfortunately, that's not what marriage is. Mm-hmm. Little do Rachel and Jose know, but there will be, there are points when you have to have tougher conversations or go deeper than the surface. And whenever they do that, things just crumble. But Michaela explains that she moved out because she just needed her own space. She needed time to like think through what triggers her. She ended up talking to his brothers and her sister. And so she just kind of feels like in a way better headspace. Zach asked her, like, what do you think we do well? And she's like, well, we have fun together. But like when we go out and we do stuff. And so that kind of shifted them to having a good time. They feed the goat some hay. He calls her a goat queen. He's like taking a picture of her and the goat, saying that she looks like the goats. and she's laughing and stuff. And so they agree that, you know, he's like, so tonight we're sleeping in the same bed. And she's like, okay. Well, first she said, why? And he's like, well, because I like it's fun when we do sleep in the same bed together. And so that's kind of, but that's setting the stage for this weekend. So she had quite a different reaction than like Brett about sleeping in the same bed.
Mm-hmm.
So they have the group dinner. They explain to the others, like, we're in a good spot. We have some clarity, you know, kind of just like the fluff to explain what was going on. They played cornhole with, who was it? Rachel and Jose. And was it Brett or Gil and Mirla playing cornhole? I can't remember.
I don't remember either.
Yeah, I just specifically remember Rachel and Jose, because that was one of the like two scenes we got with them this episode. they do end up taking a shot after cornhole. And then they had some time where like the girls got together and the guys got together. And so with the girls get together, Michaela tells them like, okay, we're in just this I don't care area. And she's just explaining that because of that, that has allowed them to get closer in some ways and not. And Bao is very happy for them. She says, I am so happy. But I'm very envious. And so Bao is really vocal in this conversation of trying to say like Zach is doing a lot of the things that basically saying like, okay, I understand that you don't feel as great about what Zach is doing, but understand it's better than what a lot of our husbands are doing. Like there's actual growth that has happened from her perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And so that, I mean, that's kind of like the good that we're getting leading up to this outside conversation. So were you optimistic at this point, or were you kind of like questioning, like, how do we get to the previews?
Well, yeah, you know, that's coming. So one thing I did notice is Zach will kind of just ask a question like, oh, okay, so you feel good about this then? Like he'll say things mm-hmm. like that.
Like leading questions.
Yeah. Like he's like, okay, let me just make sure I understand where she's coming from. Like she thinks everything's fine and that mm-hmm. we're just past this. But I think he's just kind of gathering the data and saying like, okay, she's super like putting this behind us. But for him, he's like building his case, I think. Like this,
right.
I cannot handle this up and down. This, it's this kind of, these kind of reactions that like are too much for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's getting to the point where he's maybe just trying to make it through to the end, which we see a few of these other guys trying to do. Like, and maybe his perspective is more like, oh, let's try to make it through to the end. And hey, if we want to share a room and have fun in the bedroom, that's fine too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because he's like, you know, if we have just, you know, a couple weeks left, might as well make the most of it. But, you know, this is how we know the writing's on the wall based on what has happened from his perspective.
Mm-hmm.
So then it comes the turning point of their weekend. So they're sitting outside. He says, like, he's been consistent and, like, in a very condescending way. She's like, yeah, you've been consistent. And he explains that, like, she's fluctuated and she feels that she's the only one that's been trying to make things better. And he's like, whoa, you think I'm not trying? And he explains to us that last night at the retreat, they had a conversation and decided that divorce is the best thing for them because they both don't like who they are right now. Mm-hmm. And so they decided, like, look, we're just going to have a good time. We know that we're going to decide to get divorced. And I think that was, can you remember a time where a couple has decided that and, like, I guess openly explained that to us during the season? Like, no. It's always like if they decide to get divorced, that's like it. Like somebody moves out, but it's not like, let's just see it through.
Right. Yeah. It's never been, even on the couples where we know they're splitting up, it's usually not so blatantly obvious. Mm-hmm. And I feel like for this group, we know that with like a few, like they sort of acknowledge right. that about each other. And the ones who are like not doing well know the other ones that aren't doing well. And then they'll kind of mm-hmm. talk about it together. Like, so.
Yeah, exactly. So I thought that was interesting that, you know, they revealed that because I was like, okay, maybe we're going to go back and forth a few times because they never want to just like Married at First Sight just doesn't want to show their cards like that, no matter how much the writing is on the wall. Mm-hmm. And so she says like, okay, and this is kind of where a shift in the conversation happened was she's saying, oh, you know, I think we didn't realize that marriage would be so much work. And he's like, no. I knew marriage was going to be work. I knew that. It's exactly what, like, marriage itself is hard work, as I expected. But being married to you is way more work than I thought it would be. Like, oh, way to make it sting.
Yeah. It's all your fault.
Right. He's like, we decide if we get divorced, then we won't be married and we'll be in different circumstances. And so then we can see how it works. And so I will admit I was wrong. There was not a bug. There was not anything that she was swatting away. This is at the point that she just like spazzes and just like puts her hands over her face in a rush. Like she, like there is a bug, and gets up and she's like, you can't make this up. She's yelling. She's like, why would we get divorced? Either way, I'm me, you know, but I get what he's saying. He's saying that like, if we get divorced, because at the end of the show, we have to decide something. If we get divorced, then we'll be able to enjoy each other in a different context. There won't be cameras. We'll get to properly have a relationship and truly see if we are a good match and move forward in that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah.
It's like, it sounds kind of like something to appease somebody. Like, mm-hmm. oh yeah, we're going to totally like, we'll get a divorce. It's fine. But like, then like, we'll be able to. Yeah, get along really well. It's like it's that reset thing.
Yeah, yeah. Like to get a little bit closer so it's not as drastic as like, okay, we get divorced and then we never talk again. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I can see how, like, I feel like that's how Michaela is seeing it. But then there's like an ounce of me that wants to see the good in what Zach is saying, because it doesn't seem like he's at this point totally giving up. Mm-hmm. And he's just at the point of trying to grasp at straws. Like, what can we say to just get over the tension, get over the move outs, get over this? And so, yeah, it made sense. Like, because obviously this is not a normal marriage. Being outside of the context of the cameras, the show, the crew, that could help. Mm-hmm. But it's like, did he communicate that properly? No. Because that's not at all what she took from it. He explains he would be happy like when they're not married anymore, because that then they can figure out their relationship outside of the process. And he says, she asked, like, okay, were you ready for marriage? He's like, yeah, I was ready for marriage. Just was not, I was absolutely not ready for marriage with you. And he's like, I have no more time and no more energy. And she's like, okay, then go, get up and go. And he's like, thank you. Like, he's been trying to leave this conversation for a minute. And then she tells him to go. He's like, okay, thanks. Whereas she wanted him to be like, no, I'm not going to go. We need to talk this out.
Yeah, it's a lot of this, like, every week. It's sort of calling his bluff, but then not wanting him to actually take her up on what she's saying.
Yeah.
So she can't really keep track of what she just said.
Yeah, like, what do you want? What do you want? Like, I she's almost operating, we'll get into it, but she's almost operating like Ryan, where it's like, my action should be more than what my words are saying. Mm-hmm. And it's like, no. Say, this is somebody who is still, at this point, you've known him, what, 6 weeks? He's still, you don't know him that well. Mm-hmm. You know? Can't just assume he knows truly what you want, and then you get mad because he made the wrong assumption. You're mad because he took you at your word. Mm-hmm. And I know, like, they're probably, I mean, like, even like Gil said later, he's like, I know women say this sometimes, like, go, and they know they don't want you to go, but they want you to want to not go. Mm-hmm. And so they don't want you to listen to what you say. But it's like, hey, I want to take what you say at face value. It's not like he's assuming something she's not saying.
Right.
So, yeah, they're a hoot.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
So after this conversation, Michaela has a conversation with Bao, and Bao is kind of there for her to, and Bao gives some pretty sound advice. So Michaela basically explains, like, okay, last night Zach said he wasn't ready for marriage. He needed to work on himself. Today he remixed the story and just said he wasn't ready for marriage with me. And Bao was like, look, y'all's egos are just getting in the way. She was like, don't let your egos interfere with love. She's like, because the fact that he's already saying at love, that's further than a lot of us are. She's like, don't push him away. The easy thing is to quit. The harder thing is to work at it. So just don't stop self-sabotaging. And I thought this was great advice coming from Bao.
Yeah. I think it definitely is like an ego thing. I think on both sides that they're the way they keep clashing. So, yeah, I think so. I think that was spot on. And we don't have experts again at these retreats. I think that'd be kind of funny if they just had their own wing, but.
Right. I mean, there were enough bedrooms for one expert to decide to stay.
There's always like some couple that has a total like breakdown of their relationship at one of these. So.
Yes. So I was like, yeah, cut Bao a little extra check for this expert advice in episode 14, because it was necessary. Mm-hmm. It at least got to them to the point of having another conversation. Mm-hmm. Had Michaela not had this conversation, I don't know if she would, like, without this conversation, do you think she would have left that evening?
Hmm.
Because she said like it gave her what she needed to like have a conversation with Zach.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe not.
Maybe not. Yeah. I don't know what the future would hold. Someone write some fan fiction as if Michaela and Val did not have this conversation. No, it probably would have ended up worse. So they're in bed that night. And Zach said, look, the conversation we had earlier was unacceptable. He's like, I realized during that conversation, there are two different Michaelas. And she's obviously just confused. She's like, what? You know, what are you talking about? And he's like, can we just move on? Can we just move on from this conversation? Because they're kind of like rehashing it. Michaela's just like, you know, I talked to Val and, you know, I feel like, you know, she told me to stop self-sabotaging and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, can we just move on from this? Like, let's move on. Because from his perspective, it's like, we already decided we're getting a divorce. Why do we have to keep arguing? And he's like, can we just move on? And she's like, look, we don't have to do this. You can go home tonight. She's like, you know what? Actually, I wish I had driven myself because I figured you were going to do something like this. I knew you were going to do something like this. He's like, okay, all right, well, let's be clear. If you're not riding with me tomorrow, because she's like, I've decided I can't ride with you. Mm-hmm. He's like, okay, you're not riding with me tomorrow, so I might as well leave tonight. She's like, okay, then bye. Bye, I'll find my way home. Which...
She's like, shooing him away.
Yeah, she's go. And all the couples do stay in the same apartment complex. So it would be very easy for her to just ride back with one of the other couples.
There's no need to call her sister. Like,
yes.
That was so dramatic and so childish to just be like, okay, look, I'm just going to involve my whole family. Yes. And this is also what I want to know about is like this family dynamic, because when they were petting the goats on the way there, she was just like, yeah, so I talked to your brothers. I talked to, my sisters. It was just like, you're just involving too many people in the relationship. Like, you shouldn't be talking to his brothers about, I guess one thing if it was like he wanted her to meet with them, like to get to know them, but it's just odd. Like, yeah, I was talking with all these people about what I need to do, and without getting any of his perspective on how he feels about it. And then to just like calling her sister and being like, yeah, because Zachary decided he wanted to do this. It just like seemed like a teenage thing where you're like calling up like friends or something. And like, I guess we're breaking up now.
Right. It was very childish. Like, that's why they always say, like, don't tell your friends about your significant other, because you'll forgive them, but your friends won't. Mm-hmm. So it's like, if you go to your friends about every little argument, then it's like, okay, once you work that out with your partner, then it's like, okay, your friends still have that bitter feeling from when you were mad and explaining, you know, what hurt you. Mm-hmm. They don't go through that healing and forgiving like you do at the same time. So it's like, do you want to have to double back every time to explain? No. Okay. It's fine. We made up. Things are okay.
Right.
So yeah, it was just, okay. So she's like, at this point, telling him go home. I'll figure it out. And he's like, okay. So basically he's like trying to say like, this is not my decision. You're saying you will not ride back with me. And she's like, okay, sorry. There's been a misunderstanding. I can go home with you tomorrow. It's like, I didn't even know the transition. Me either.
What was her? She basically just proved that she was just saying that to be petty.
Petty.
Yeah. Because it was just like, oh, wait, I totally misunderstood like your meaning for why you're saying that, like talking about driving back. So,
I can
ride with you. No problem.
Yeah.
And then just like keeping it all casual. Like, oh, yeah, we can. Yeah.
Yeah. And so she calls. She decides to, they continue to have this conversation about it. He's like, well, okay, at this point, he's like, okay, I need to leave. So she picks up her phone. She's like, no, I'll solve this for you. Calls her sister, middle conversation, come pick me up. And now her sister's on the phone. Yeah, like you said, calling him Zachary. And so then he takes the phone and he's like, look, explaining to Sharifa what happened. He's like, your sister's fine. I can give her a ride back, because that kind of like goes back to the conversation they had on like the wedding day or the day after the wedding of like, oh, I'll always protect her. And they have this concern because she's the baby of the family and they just want to make sure she's good. So I was like, I know that's what Sharifa's thinking about.
Yeah. So she's getting that call. It's like he wanted to grab the phone to sort of give his side, because I think mm-hmm. it's like Sharifa knows how Michaela can be, but mm-hmm. like if she's just getting that call out of the blue, she's thinking like she's going to listen to Michaela's side of the story and think, okay, Zach's just abandoning her up there and this is some drama. I've got to just come help her out. Like either way, she's going to help her sister out and protect
yeah.
her.
Yeah. And Zach tells her like, oh, I said she said she's going to ride home with me tomorrow. So we're fine. She's like, I never said I'd ride home with him. And I literally was like, what?
Yeah.
And so did the Married at First Sight editors, because they rewind 10 minutes to show her saying, oh, I'll go home with you tomorrow.
Yeah, she said it so casually, like as if they were not fighting at all. Just like, oh, like I just heard you're
yes.
wrong. Yeah,
yeah. Like, that just shows me she says stuff just to say it. It's not like it's like does, at this point, I'm convinced she believes maybe 60% of what she says.
Yeah,
like says it because she means it and not just like reactionary.
Yeah,
and
because. So, I was so confused about even like, what did she think he was saying?
Mm-hmm.
So did she just thought he was going to go. So is that why? Like, she just thought like he had made up his mind. And so she was like, yeah, I'm not going to ride with you anyway. Like,
right.
And like then she when he realized that he was
started the same, like, oh, I'm going to go.
Yeah.
Rather
but
than
what was
him
he
reacting.
Saying? He was saying that he wasn't planning to go, but if she, I was so confused.
Yeah, his thing was, if you're not riding home with me tomorrow, because her saying, I'm not going to ride home with you tomorrow. Because at this point, she has already told him to go multiple times.
Yeah.
And so she's like, okay, I'm not riding home with you tomorrow. Basically saying, either because way. You're leaving tonight, because I'm telling you to go. And so he's saying, well, if you're not riding with me tomorrow, naturally I should go, because why would I stay here another night if you're not riding with me?
Right.
So she just completely twisted that to him saying, I'm leaving mm-hmm. out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would love, like, I know they can't do this, but if Unfiltered were Zach and Michaela and they give their own perspective of like what happened, and Michaela's like, I don't remember it happening that way, because mm-hmm. in my head it happened like this. We're like, but there's footage. It's like Michaela's recount of things is not reality,
mm-hmm.
which is so unfortunate. So he's miserable at this point. He starts packing. She tells him, look, I think you should just take a nap and then get on the road. I'm like, first of all, no one should be driving from Brenham at 11 o'clock at night. Just going to say it. It's okay. Just there are no streetlights. It's the country. It's
right.
Probably like a good 30 to 40 minutes before you hit a major highway. Then you might be okay, but you still have to take into account drunk drivers, and it's just not safe.
Yeah.
That late in.
I could get that vibe. Like, I could just totally tell it's like, okay, you're in an unknown area. Like, it's not mm-hmm. some normal route. And I've been to Airbnbs in the country before too. And it's just like, sometimes like even Google Maps is not working right to get to like
yeah.
that exact spot. You might not have cell service. So it should be like, yeah, you're just, this is your getaway for the weekend, but you leave like Sunday midday.
Yes.
Later, it's like,
right.
So I get why everyone was kind of stepping in to be like, no, just like sleep somewhere else, like sleep it off.
Right. Exactly.
And they've been drinking.
Yes, exactly. This is after they had the little party. They kind of like, they were drinking, they were playing games. And so it was like, first of all,
Michaela, I don't think he wasn't drunk. Like, they weren't worried about that.
Right.
But it's just,
right.
I think
it's late.
Another factor. It's really
exactly.
late. And he's probably exhausted because they that was the same day they drove up too, right? Like that was the first night. There's only one night.
Well, no, this was the second night. First night they actually did go to sleep because I was like, oh my gosh, is it happening now? I was like, nah, it's too early in the episode.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, her suggestion of taking a nap and leaving later, I'm like, no, that's even worse. You should not be on the road at like 1 a.m. Mm-hmm. It's like she's just throwing things on the wall to see what sticks because he's at this point taking a suitcase out. And she's like, she takes the suitcase back in the room. She's like, yes, I'm that petty because one of the games they played was like, who's most likely to be the most petty? And Gil and Zach and Michaela voted Michaela. So,
well, and then the other thing I think where he's kind of sitting there quietly during that game, he's getting so upset, but quietly so because she's just sort of laughing it off, but
right.
And so I think, and at that point, like the other couples are just like maybe thinking of like minor things that she'd be petty about and not knowing all their business, and he's like thinking of like all the extreme things that have happened.
Yeah,
and she's just taking it so lightly.
She's like, because Gil's joking, like, oh, she's the type to take the batteries out of the smoke alarm. And she's like, I'll mess up your stuff. I'll mess, you know, like, don't play with me. I'm that petty. So like, she's proud. Worried.
Yeah.
Like, no, I don't like that. So all while they're like outside of their room doing this back and forth, Bao is standing at her door with the door cracked open, like looking right. Like when I saw this on the preview, I was like, oh, Bao's like off in a corner. No one can see her. No, she's like right there in the argument, like visibly being nosy.
Yeah. It's like her door was open to this. I think probably all the doors the way it was, because it's like if it's a bar and they have to like kind of build the door and it's got the big open space in the middle. Unless they're upstairs, you know, they're just sort of anyone coming out to the main area, the doors open out to that main area. And so she's just like in the background every time they pace back and forth.
Yeah.
And maybe she thought that she wouldn't be on screen, or she just had no shame about like, yeah, I'm just going to have my head here and open the door.
But I mean, like, I totally would have been Bao in that situation. I want a clear view of what's going on and I want to hear every word. So if I'm inside the door, I'm probably going to miss a few things. I won't get to visually see what's happening. So she had no shame. I thought that was hilarious. It was like, it was giving me like Joe from You vibes.
Well, and I don't know why, like, I guess a lot of them were outside then.
Something? Yeah, because I guess since it was only like 10:30, they were like, oh, it's not that late. A lot of them were outside by the fire.
And do you think Johnny just pretended that he slept through that? Because
no way.
I'm sure he was in his room. Like he had left the group and was just like, I just need to chill out. And maybe he wanted to go to bed early, but there's no way you don't wake up from that.
Yeah, they're like literally yelling. He's just like, I want no part in that. He's like, there'll probably be a way that they'll drag me and Bao into it. And I don't feel like arguing with Bao or talking to her or looking at her. So they, at this point, Zach's outside. They try to convince him to stay. He's begging to leave. He's like, he literally has to turn childlike. He's like, please let me leave. Please just let me get in the car. I'm okay. I'm okay to drive. I can leave, please. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, y'all, he's begging at this point. And so Michaela's talking to Ryan, like, you're just going to let him get in the car? He's like, there's nothing we can do to make him not leave. What do you want us to do? Get behind the tires? Lay on the ground?
It was like typical Ryan because it was really weird because she was saying, like, go with him, just go. And I thought that's kind of rude to just like, okay, yeah, I know you and your wife aren't doing great.
Okay.
You don't want to be here, right? Just go. Like, just ride home with him kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, okay, yeah, I'll go. And he's just standing there, like, not doing anything. So, like, pick a lane. Like, if you want to leave, then just, like, he just doesn't do anything. Like, just go up and be
yes.
Buddy, like, let's just sit it out, or like hang out with me on the couch, or, you know, but he's just saying like, yeah, I'll go back with him. Not moving, not even like any expression on his face.
Yes. Typical Ryan, doesn't commit. And so Michaela is peeved at this point. She goes back inside. She flips over a bench. She pushes everything that's not even in her way. She's like shoving the ping pong table, the foosball table. I'm like, you had a clear bath to your room. You didn't have to destroy this Airbnb's property. And I just, I hated yeah. seeing this from her, because it's like, as the only Black woman on this season, there's already that stereotype of like the angry Black woman. And I just did not want her to fall into that. But it like literally, she was just so angry and didn't know how to express it, which we've already touched on that. You know, she needs to talk to somebody about that to unpack everything. Because at this point, it's a reaction. And so, you know, it doesn't have to be her response to any tense situation, but she goes back into the room, and the producer, Crystal, has to hold her back. And Michaela like goes to slam the door for the camera to get out. Mm-hmm. I was like, whatever Crystal is being paid is not enough to be having to be like a bodyguard and hold back an angry Michaela.
Yeah. Do you think that they should have not shown any of this, or like not all of it? They didn't follow her into the room when she's like, get out, get out. But they were going to.
Right. Yeah, they were. I think it is important to their storyline, because they're going to reference it. You know, there's no way they move forward for this without talking about the barn incident, you know? And so it would kind of be like how with Brett and Ryan, he keeps talking about her freak out on the plane, and we don't have anything to reference. Mm-hmm. So then it's like, why is this such a big deal? Mm-hmm. So I think it's, you know, I don't fault the editors for showing it. It's more so like, it just shouldn't have happened in the first place. Mm-hmm. Like, all that anger was because he did what you told him to do, which was leave. Mm-hmm. You know? I get internally, she wants him to fight for it. She wants him to not want to leave. But words have power. People run around thinking sticks and stones can break my bones, but words can never hurt me. No, words hold power. And when you say things, it can hurt someone. It can destroy someone. It can make someone just respond and take what you say literally. You can't just, she just has to realize you can't just take, she can't expect him not to take her words at face value. Mm-hmm.
Right. So
this isn't somebody you've known for 10, 15 years.
Yeah.
I don't know. So let's see. Okay. So we find out from Bao that night, Michaela couldn't sleep, came and got in her bed. And then Michaela's sister Sharifa ended up coming to pick her up in the morning. So now both of them are gone. At breakfast the next day, everyone was talking about Zach and Michaela. They said, you know, we should have expected this from him because he was quiet at dinner. We found out she broke a wine glass, and
they didn't know the extent to what she was doing to the place. Do you think the Airbnb is like, after watching the episode, like submitting like an invoice, like wait, now we see some little cracks on this. Wait a minute. This bench is tipped over.
Yeah, we're like, we didn't even think to check the foosball table. This is like their evidence in court to sue Married at First Sight production for damages. I bet this footage was their first look into what actually happened. So they saw it with us. Next episode, we see them, Zach and Michaela, sitting down with Dr. Pepper. So
is this the, like, we're ending it now?
Right. I don't know. It's like, how do you move forward from here?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. And he doesn't know what her reaction was.
Right. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
It was very tense when he was leaving, but yeah, it's not going to help when he sees that. And actually he does see that on the unfiltered.
So does he have like a response?
He's just kind of like kind of emotional watching it, you know, like kind of just like seemed overwhelmed.
Yeah. I mean, because I'm sure like the guys just, well, even they didn't see. No one saw.
Oh, yeah. It was security footage.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. So I'm going to go ahead and rate them a one.
Yeah, because technically zero is not on our scale, I guess.
Yeah. It's just toxic at this point. I think for both of their own health, they need to go ahead and part ways, because
maybe for next season we should have a zero. Zero is the they do not make it to decision day. What it might be. Where the experts step in and like, no, we're not even letting you go.
Right. You're not allowed to make it to decision day because y'all haven't earned it. Which is why they used to have that. Well, they tried that for a couple seasons, that little recommitment ceremony.
Yeah. Should they bring that back?
I think they should.
Yeah. Get the experts in involved a little earlier. It could could redirect people like Ryan. Can I just like put the work in at the end?
Right. Or it might backfire and they do this recommitment ceremony and then three of the five couples decide, oh, no. Yeah, we're done. Thank you for giving me this out.
But yeah, I feel like you'd have a couple like Johnny and Bao and they'd be like so good at that point. And it's just so weird to think about like the directions these couples have gone, like the extremes.
Yes. Oh man. So anything else on Zach and Michaela? I mean, what an episode.
They were like the whole episode. So I think we can do 2 minutes on the rest of them because they were just sort of like the background players.
Exactly. So who do you want to brush over next?
Well, we talked mentioned a little bit Ryan and Brett, and surprisingly, they had maybe, you know, way more content than they normally have.
Yes.
And so we see them driving together. So all these couples did go together, which I think is good. That's a good sign that they at least all made the drive together. Which isn't like every season. So,
right.
She starts talking about, it seems like they only have conversations when they are being filmed. It's like, okay, I'll save when I talk about this to when we're in the car. Cause this is when Brett brings up what his sister said about how maybe there's somebody else. And Ryan's reaction was so weird. It was so like snippy, but it didn't reassure her at all. It didn't like deny anything. It's just like, oh, what, where'd that come from? What was that even come up? How does that come up?
He's also the worst person to have any type of conversation with because he gives no response, at least with Brett, because with the guys, he smiles, he reacts. He reacts because he's always like, yeah, us too. Yeah. He responds. But with Brett, you would think she's talking to production. It's like there's no sign in his eyes that she's talking to him.
Yeah, that's really true. He's just so checked out. And because he'll say things in the group setting like, yeah, I just want you to know that you're not alone in this. Like he's like reassuring Johnny about like, you're not the only one that's having like harder times, you know, not everything's perfect. But then, and he'll say it in like an understanding way, not just, you know, his typical, the way he is with Brett. But here it's just like, he could say something instead like, well, first of all, that's not true. It's a little confusing to me why she would be bringing that up. She wouldn't know either way, you know, like something like if that's what he's upset about, that his sister, he was acting like he was around his sister and they were 10 years old. Like what, how did she even bring that up? You know? And he does not reassure Brett about anything. And then I think it's also, we can really see this as well when like the rest of the group, they get there and the rest of the group has this thoughtful thing of like, let's do a little, you know, Brett's gone through a lot. She lost Baxter. This is the first time they're all together.
Yes.
They brought like cookies, but they had Baxter's name on them shaped like bones.
Oh, I loved that.
So cute.
I was so happy. I was like, I'm so glad they could do something since Ryan's response was not this.
Yeah.
It was so sweet of them.
And they had been calling her, and I think some had sent flowers to her before. And they brought Sparkler so that they could all like do like a little memorial for him. And she got to talk about him. And you could kind of see Brett like, or see Ryan every time they were taking like saying something, he'd like sheepishly take a sip of wine, like looking around, like because I think he realized that like, oh, I didn't do anything.
Right.
And then we have an interview with him, but it was clearly filmed after the fact, and where he's finally saying something about like, I really like, you know, he was a great little dog, and like I'm glad I got to meet him, kind of thing. But it was just sort of like too little too late.
Absolutely.
And then trying to think what else we get from them. The bed.
Yes.
Yeah. So clearly they aren't talking before they go anywhere, before the cameras are there, because Brett is caught off guard when Johnny brings up, so Johnny and Bao, Brett and Ryan are all sitting outside, and Johnny stirs things up, like, I think he's trying to negotiate his sleeping arrangements, you know? Like, he's sort of like, hey, we're all on the same page, like, none of us are sharing a bed, right? And so he brings up, like, so are you guys, like, going to share a bed? Like, what's the situation? And share a room? And Ryan is like, oh, yeah, like, I have no problem, like, sharing a room with Brett. And she's like, oh, I wouldn't say that.
Right.
Because it's talking about like there's only one bed and these different rooms. And so it sounds like even though this place sleeps 28 people that we know behind the scenes, there's only 6 bedrooms to go around for the 5 couples. So there's only one couple that gets to actually just split rooms, right?
Right.
So they want to. So then Brett is not comfortable with that, but I think it was more like being just put on the spot about it. And it just kind of surprised me that they wouldn't have thought this through, because they probably are going up not knowing what the sleeping arrangements are, that there could be only 5 spaces for the 5 couples.
So you think it's because they don't talk about anything.
Yeah. And so what seems to be the dynamic, and Ryan kind of mentions this, it's like, when he's talking alone with Johnny, is again, it's like the kid that has this, the group project due or something, and the teacher calls him out on it, and it's like, okay, I'm going to do the work for the last 2 weeks, or the day before, and that analogy. But because he's like, well, after talking to Dr. Pepper, I really want to try, and it's more like, I just want to try to show Dr. Pepper that I did something. Whereas, but now she's checked out. Now she's like made up her mind. And so it was like, she's reached her breaking point of like, she's accepted, because he's been pushing her away, not involving her, not communicating with her. So now that could have been on Brett's part too, just kind of like wanting to get a reaction, or just like sort of standing up for herself, like pushing back when he's making it seem like they're all good, and being like, oh, I wouldn't agree to that. Whereas maybe a couple weeks before, she would have been like, oh, cool, we're sharing a room, you know?
Right.
So yeah. So then they try to figure out this arrangement. So Ryan's like, Johnny, I'll sleep with you. And then I was like, oh, so the girls can get our own rooms. And they're like, okay, sure. And Ryan and Johnny don't end up sharing a room. They do rock, paper, scissors to see who has to get the couch, and it ends up being Ryan. But we'll get to Johnny about later. But it was a whole odd thing. Like, it seemed like they're acting like it's all good, but it's awkward to be discussing that with another couple, I feel like. And
I thought it was really odd that I thought they were gonna at least alternate taking the room, but Johnny got the room both nights.
Oh, that would not be hygienic, though. They don't have maid service.
Right?
Yeah, and, like, turn it over.
True. Yeah, Johnny was, he wouldn't be down for that, but...
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yeah, it was just, I props to Brett for finally putting her foot down, because he just tried to speak for both of them as if things were fine. So I'm so glad. I was surprised to see her push back, but I'm so glad that she did, because it's like, no. We haven't been sleeping in the bed for weeks, same bed for weeks. How are you just going to assume because we're here and we don't even have a conversation about it? Because, yeah, they don't talk about anything. So I was proud of Brett.
And then they do kind of talk about this conversation later on. And it seems like Ryan, he's like, well, yeah, I wasn't saying we're going to share a bed. I was just trying to like not cause problems with, like, I just trying to be easygoing with other couples. And
I didn't want to cause a scene. And what we have right now is an absolute scene.
When it's just like, they're just talking calmly. Like,
right.
Does he know like what kind of scene is going to play out? I mean,
right. Like, do you know what a scene is? Have you ever seen any movie or any show that has a scene? This ain't a scene.
Yeah.
I thought it was Married at First Sight tweeted out that they're like, do Brett and Ryan have an absolute scene?
Oh, they did.
Yeah.
Have they ever had an absolute scene?
Right?
No.
Never.
Yeah, and then we see a little scene of them, like, I think this is at the farm, at the last day, a different farm. They go to like a working farm kind of thing and do farm activities. Mm-hmm. And that all the couples do split up at that point to just like do their own thing, have their own scenes, kind of talking about the weekend and stuff. But that's where he's kind of talking about like wanting to put effort in, but yeah, it's never about like, oh, I think we're a good match and this could be something. It just, it really seems like they're on, like Brett says, like, yeah, we're finally on the same page. It just seems like, let's be positive. Let's like get the most we can out of this. And it's really like the underlying subtext I'm getting is that let's just make it to the end of this process. We'll be respectful towards each other. We'll just agree to go our separate ways without saying that they're going to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm like, will they? Obviously not from what we see in the previews, but I felt like this is the best they could do. If you're not going to get any effort from Ryan, let's just see this through. Like, what's the point? We're already just roommates and you already don't talk to me when the cameras aren't here. So we just continue to do what we're doing. Mm-hmm. That conversation they did have about that, about the earlier conversation was so frustrating, because he was just in this headspace of, I'm trying, or I want to try, but you don't want to try. So like, where does that leave us? He was just playing. Mm-hmm. It was like, you know, you're not
trying to get
innocent
credit for
here.
It. He's
yeah.
just like, oh, so now I'm the one trying.
Right.
And on Unfiltered. So it was, Zach and Ryan with Dr. Viviana, which she's been there like the last two times. So that's interesting that now it's like other like participants don't want to be there or something, or they're just like, let's bring in an expert now since it's getting heated. But her take was that they both have had the same feelings for each other, but they just haven't synced up. It's sort of like one is low and the other one's high, and they just need to like sync up at the same time. And I think neither of them want to actually just say like, truly how they're feeling or truly what they want. They don't want to, neither of them can really be vulnerable with each other. And he will not be honest. And so now he just kind of said, like, he kind of made it seem like there's things they could do, but it would be like a lot of little things adding up. There's not like one thing they could do now to save it at the end, but that he still like wants to try. But I just get, it's just like, oh, I just want to prove to Dr. Pepper that, you know, I'm okay. I'm a good guy.
I'm a good boy. Mm-hmm. they did also do that. They went shooting with Johnny and Belle. Mm-hmm. And that was so annoying because he was the only one interested. And then with Johnny and Belle, Belle was the only one interested. And so, like, they were skeet shooting. And Brett was like, I hate loud, sudden noises, like champagne bottles, balloons, obviously, you know, gunshots. And so she is like cringing and trying to be away because of that. Meanwhile, you have Brian like, Brett's so checked out. She's so checked out. I was like, maybe if you had a conversation with her, you would find this out. Mm-hmm. You know? Like, y'all are the most strangers of them all. Mm-hmm. And you're blaming her for not wanting to participate. You have no idea that that's how she's feeling. No compassion that she's not like you.
No, but that's like him and Johnny. And they're the ones that always like seem to end up like, they're just supporting each other on their goals to just not try. Right. Because both of them wanted someone that would just do everything they wanted to do, have their exact personality and just like fit into their routine exactly. So.
Yeah. Yeah. What is compromise to them?
I don't know.
But yeah, Brett talked a little bit to Johnny and just like, you know, we're always civil. We don't fight, but I just wish he was more honest with me and more direct. Because she's like, I've tried to have these conversations, but he won't. And this isn't going to help. It's not going to help even when Johnny talks to Ryan alone at some point, because Ryan never listens to any advice from whether it be Johnny or Zach. So
he nods a lot. He says, oh, yeah.
Or I don't know, man. Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh. But yeah, there was really nothing else for them.
No. Are you at another one for them? That's where I'm at.
Yeah, I am. His little half effort isn't fooling me.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any redemption there. And then the next time on is when we finally. Yes. Is he on a dating app? Is he actively matching people?
Yeah. Are you on, do you have any dating apps on your phone? Like, could you just like change your settings? Be like, I want a 36-year-old because he's probably 36 by now.
Oh, yeah.
Really loves hunting and
see if he comes up. Oh my gosh, that's such a great idea. Okay, I'm going to do that. I'm going to try, we'll look on Bumble and Hinge and give me a couple days and we'll see.
See which of these guys you can find.
Comes up,
They're all around the same age. So just be like, they must be between 35 and 37. And
That's so funny. Cause like, okay. So like, I'm not active on dating apps right now, but before like my cutoff was 35. Mm-hmm. And so that's probably why he never came up.
Yeah. Otherwise you'd have like multiple people like, this guy looks familiar, it wasn't just Gil.
right exactly. Shoot, I might even see a couple more of them. I'll make it specific. Oh, that's so funny. So stay tuned next week to see if I come across Ryan. I wonder, that has to be, because I remember a few seasons ago Matt, the basketball player, Matt, someone saw him on a dating app during the season. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that has to be like part of their contract. Like, don't be out there in these streets until the season is over.
Yeah. And he was probably so, like, he didn't care, but
yeah.
And we joked, we're like, we should do a countdown, but then we're like, you know, that'd be a good like countdown, the worst husbands. And Jason is like in for it. So
yes,
stay tuned sometime in the off season. Matt was probably like, I'll just change my name to you know, Mike, and no one will know. This like tall basketball player guy.
Right. Oh gosh. Oh, he was a hoot. Yeah, so stay tuned. There's so much to unpack there, especially since we didn't podcast about those seasons. But yeah, okay. Ones for both of them. The next couple, I challenge us to get through them in one less than a minute.
Yeah.
I think it's possible.
Yeah.
I think a minute's too much time. So there was a fifth couple here. No, this is only the third couple we're discussing, but we've mentioned all four couples.
None of them compare. I mean, these two couples that we just talked about were like the episode.
Yeah, literally. It was Zach and Michaela, Brett and Ryan show. Mm-hmm. They could have bounced back and forth with them the entire episode, which is pretty much what they did. Mm-hmm. This couple, if you squinted and like looked in the kitchen, you would see them. Mm-hmm. Rachel and Jose were just nowhere to be found in this episode. Mm-mm. They're continuing to just ride this high that everything is fine. Everything's good. We're so perfect for each other. Even though I want to travel to Europe and you think a good travel destination is Texas, where we currently live.
Maybe that's why we didn't like see much of them, is like, because before when we'd see them, when they're in the group dynamic, they're always like making out with each other and being holier than thou. And now everybody knows their business that they had this horrible fight. Like, so they can't really claim that anymore. So they're just quiet now. And
yeah,
Jose being quiet is like an accomplishment, I think. So,
yes. So yeah, I mean, we got them playing cornhole. He discovered there's a competitive side of Rachel. He's like, I thought I just had like sweet, innocent wife, and find out she's competitive. It's like all of a sudden someone being competitive makes them not sweet and innocent. It's like, I don't see the correlation.
Yeah. Have you watched The Bachelorette? Michelle Young, like she's like so sweet.
And exactly.
Competitive basketball player.
Those two things can coexist. Mm-hmm. Jose,
have you seen any Olympian? Like, do they all have the same personality? No.
Right. So they, yeah, Allison Felix, so sweet, but so competitive. Mm-hmm. I'm glad he learned. And then they also, with the most likely game, they won who's most likely to have kids first.
Mm-hmm.
And Rachel got,
I don't think Eddie. I agree. I think Gil and Mirla.
That's what I was thinking too. It was like, but they think they are so like
far.
They think Rachel and Jose are the couple to look up to.
Yeah.
So, and then, yeah, she split the votes with Michaela for Pettius. I thought that was interesting.
Hmm. Yeah. So.
Like, okay. And then at the end, we had them just talking about the weekend, and they were like, had that been us, or she said, had that been us, and we were having another argument, that would really make me question things. But I feel so loved by you. And he was like, well, there may be another blow up, but we just have to know how to recover from it.
Mm-hmm. I did think it was funny when they were driving up and he's rambling on, and she makes like a, oh yeah, I actually had a cat for 3 years, and he's just like going off on his tangent, blah 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 blah. Then he's like, 3 years, huh? And she's like, oh, so you do hear me, but you just keep talking. And he's like, oh, it's one of my talents.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, we're gonna change, that's not gonna cut it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So that was it. Mm-hmm. That literally was it. Why didn't we get any more content for them? Like,
yeah, I mean, they're just boring at this point.
Yeah. Oh, boring. Yeah, I see both people's. I've heard multiple opinions. Like, I've heard people say, well, they're so good that there's no content that needs to be had because they're in a good place. But I'm on the side of it's until another ball drops again. Like, Ryan has showed who he, or not Ryan, Jose has showed who he is. Mm-hmm. With that lockout incident, and I'm not over it. That's why you don't tell your friends about the blowups. Mm-hmm. Because Rachel has forgiven him, but I haven't.
Yeah. Exactly.
So I guess, yeah, 1 to 5, 1, they're going to get divorced. 5 being they're definitely going to stay together. What would you say?
Yeah, based on this episode, there's nothing more that would change from last week. And I think they'll definitely stay together. 5. We just aren't, yeah. I'm not excited about it because we know there's these underlying issues, but they're going to, because Jose even said, there will be another blow up. Just, I don't think it's going to be now. So,
right.
I think maybe watching the show back will cause some more issues because now it's like her friends from her real life friends and then the friends from this show that were there when she was smashing things will see how it really went down. And they're going to be like, wait, no, that's worse than I thought it was.
Right. Exactly. So, yeah, I mean, I'm going to maintain my 4 only because we do still get those hints from Rachel that if we go there again, I don't know if I'll be as forgiving. But we haven't seen anything in the previews with them either. So doubt we'll see anything, but you never know. So let's see. Which couple do you want to discuss next?
Let's do our favorite couple, Gil and Mirla.
Gil
again, not much seen here at all. They were so quiet. You could see all the women at times, laying on the couch talking things through, and Mirla's tucked under a blanket. Probably the most memorable thing is Mirla. Well, one of them is she stumbled getting into the house, and then we see a clip of her. This is kind of the relationship she has with producers now. She's just don't show that, okay? Can't even show her sort of stumbling because she has her heels on going to this ranch. But we find out she has a background, that's kind of how she grew up. So she's I am one with the country, but you just can't tell. I don't look like it. And actually, Jamie Otis on the Unfiltered, she had kind of the same question I had. She asked the group that was there, she's like, how surprised were you that Mirla was the one that was fine with riding the horses? Because they had their little side activity, and she was all about horseback riding. And he's like, I have a healthy fear.
Healthy fear. Yeah.
So I thought that was good that he's like, well, he's not going to back down from something that she likes to do. He's going to do it for sure. And she was not, you would not spot her with the cowboy hat at all. She was not wearing those.
Yeah.
around,
I'm not doing that. I don't ever do that. Why would I do that?
Yeah. It's not my look. It's not an approved look for me. I didn't agree to this.
It's somehow going to touch my lashes and I can't have that.
Yeah. So she's wearing her wifey, her Mrs. hat the whole time, but yeah, she's not really participating, giving advice to other couples. She's very, she had her, I wish we were in separate quarters statement, separate cabins. Did not want to be in a confines with other people. This is her, the first time ever she's had to do that in that close of proximity. And just we're sharing a bathroom. I think, they must have had bathrooms closed off for production or just closed off for drama purposes. But we didn't see any drama come from that. It's just to me, it is if it is a couple's retreat, I feel they should at least have their own bathroom or have a room with an ensuite bathroom. That would be kind of annoying.
Because even at their own places, some of them aren't even sharing with their spouse.
Yeah, so to at least give them at least one between the two of them. And then, what if any romance is going on, for the happy couples? This didn't seem like that was the way it was set up this time around.
Yeah.
And then we get Gil. Again, it's all just sort of seem very producer driven questions. And it's just him in his interviews being well, she is bratty. So I have to think about if that's something I can live the rest of my life with, just to give them a little drama. But there was no drama at the retreat and not a lot of participation.
So. Yeah, I thought it was funny during the game. They were okay, who's most likely to leave the party early? And Brett was like, if this is not a unanimous, I'm leaving.
I'm leaving early. Yeah.
And Mirla, she even voted herself. Yeah, she's
I'll leave right now.
Yeah. And even before they answer, Rachel was like, yeah, I think she wishes she was already gone.
Yeah.
I love that they brought Height.
Yeah. It sounded like the sitter bailed, but
yeah.
Yeah. And we saw Mila in the car, like, I'm going to take a selfie with me and Height. Like, mm-hmm. So cute.
Yeah, she loves Hype at this point. And Hype was such, like, it's such a good dog. Like, wasn't a bother at all. It wasn't like you saw Hype sprinting around in the background shots. It seemed like he came, he was, like, in their room, and Gil just has trained him very well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, not much from them. So where are you at with your rating for them?
I don't even think we saw anything in the previews. I am at I'll continue a 5.
Yeah.
I really didn't have a go down to a 4 this week.
Well, and we saw them say, like, I think when all the couples were sitting down, going around talking about how they're doing, I think it was Gil joking, like, we're getting a divorce. And everyone was like, what? You know, like, so yeah. I think they're seen as, like, the new Rachel and Jose as well. Like, they are, mm-hmm. like, so solid, even though, cause I think Johnny was like, well, you better get consummating then or whatever.
But, yeah.
You know, it's like they know that they're going slow, but they can see, like, that they're really affectionate towards each other, that things are going well for them.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm at a 5 as well.
Awesome. Yeah, they've been a 5 for us since episode 11.
Wow.
Yeah, they're doing really well. So last but not least, Johnny and Belle. If this was someone's first episode and you said, okay, who's Belle's husband? then it would have been very tough for them to know that it was Johnny. They interacted very little. Bao is at the point of being very disappointed. I do want to point out that Johnny had on a Tyler shirt the first day. And I want to let you know, the chokehold Tyler's used to have on me Austin when I lived there. Like, it was very close to campus. And it was like, you go to Tyler's, you get a shirt. This is Tyler's. It says Austin, Texas. I used to have so many Tyler shirts because it was just like, okay, just a regular t-shirt, but it's Tyler's branded. So, you know, it costs a little bit more.
So how do you tell, like, that it's a certain brand?
A huge Tyler's logo on the back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It has like a huge Tyler's on your back, and then it has it on the arms, and then just like on the pocket on the
Tyler's.
You can pay me $1,000. I have no idea. I have no idea the history or anything.
A Texas apparel store for every lifestyle.
Yeah.
And they sell other brands, but then they have like a t-shirt that's just about the name of their store.
Yeah.
Wow. If you can get people to wear the name of your store.
Right.
Free advertising right now on this podcast.
Right. Exactly. This episode is sponsored by... So I was like, oh, what a throwback. That took me back to a time and place. Bao was mainly looking forward to this retreat to connect with the other couples, not connect with Johnny. Mm-hmm. On the way there, he asked her, like, does she like road trips? She's like, yeah, I do when I'm with good company. So hitting him where it hurts. Mm-hmm. It was making them nervous that all of the couples get their, like, one bed, one room. And so, you know, what they ultimately ended up deciding was she got her own room. He slept in the other room. They told the group at the group dinner that things are getting bumpy. But he's just going to try to have fun this weekend.
But in this case, like, the own room, like, she still was saying that it's not what she wants. She's just like, I have to do this because that's what he wants. And they're doing like the level one conversation. And
yeah,
it's just kind of weird to me that like the rooms is such a big deal. Like, it just seems like you're more trying to make a statement to hurt the other person, because it's like you stayed in the same room when you didn't know each other. So like, it's just sort of like part of the filming agreement. Like, you're in the same hotel room, there's nowhere to hide on the first night. No one had a problem then, like, they figured it out. there's a couch right. or something. Like, so then it's like, they're making the issue about it. And like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's finding things to just argue about at this point. Mm-hmm. So when the girls were all together catching up, she said she's had enough and like she's very disappointed in him. She goes back to a time where she remembers that her dad was being verbally abusive to her mom growing up. And she vowed, like, I'm never going to deal with that. And then she, like, this past week, she's been self-reflecting, realized she had yielded in this marriage and devalued herself and kind of gotten to a place of doing it. Because, oh, I mean, if you've heard any of our past podcasts, you've heard the type of things that mm-hmm. Johnny has said about her in front of her and to her. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of taken her back to like, I literally said I would not deal with this when I saw my dad doing it. So mm-hmm. she's really realized her worth. And she's at the point of like, I'm not going to deal with the way that he treats me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a good realization for her, I think.
Yeah.
I'm glad that she kind of expressed that to the rest of them because some of them might be doing the same thing. Rachel.
Right. So. Exactly. So I love this for Bao. It's like, yes, if she got anything out of this was realizing, you know, it was like growing in that self-confidence within a relationship. Because I feel like outside of a relationship, Bao knows that she is it. Mm-hmm. And it's just like she was slowly losing herself in the context of this marriage. I'm talking like it's already over, but
yeah,
they didn't give us any hope with this couples retreat. I'm like, yeah. We have less than 2 weeks until decision day. Where do y'all go from here?
And like both of them, it was like Bao said it more like it's joking, like, yeah, we're getting along great because mainly we're not hanging out. But Johnny specifically, like, my strategy is to avoid her as much as possible. I mean, mm-hmm. that is not like the point of these couple retreats.
Exactly. How are you avoiding your wife? This is so annoying. When the guys were together, Johnny just basically realized like he's more emotional than he thought he was. And then when they did the skeet shooting, she was having a blast. It like kicked back into her shoulder the first time she shot it. Then she was like trying to adjust the gun and shot it again, accidentally shot it. It's like, oh my goodness, she's a mess. I was like, thankfully no one was hurt or anything, but I was laughing because it was like, okay, Bao, put that down.
I have to know. Sarah, if you're listening, Sarah, who joined us last week, you know, we talked about a spoiler at the end and then a spoiler that you know and that mm-hmm. Sarah and I are guessing about. Mm-hmm. And so I have to know if she was the same as me, like trying to analyze everything this because now mm-hmm. like we know the type of spoiler and we're just like what is going on
watching
in this
certain people
in
yeah.
this dynamic when the whole group is together. Like
yes.
could this yeah.
It could all be a setup. To yeah. inform us at the very end what happens. I don't know.
It's like a murder mystery, like right. evidence here pointing this way.
Yeah. Unsolved case files mm-hmm. kind of situation. And so, yeah, Johnny tells Brett, like, the root of all their problems that they just don't trust each other. Like, that's more so you than her, but whatever. Whatever works for this conversation. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that was it. Johnny got voted most likely to end up in rehab.
Which, was that a joke or does he yeah, just like party a lot?
Right. I didn't know because they were like, oh, he joked about like sniffing something yesterday. And
I think they were trying to not take that one seriously, maybe.
Yeah. It seemed like they were all kind of laughing about this one. So I was like, okay, that's a rough one. Oh, and then for most likely to be a drama queen, Bao voted Johnny.
She like cracked herself up with that.
Yes. She was almost in tears.
Yeah, she drew like a little crown on the head. And
yeah. I thought that was so funny.
Yeah.
I will say that I have started my research with trying to find Ryan. And it's so funny. It's just a whole new world when you change your age preferences. Oh, gosh. But yes, no luck yet. So okay. Stay tuned next week, guys. So yeah, those are all five of our couples.
All right. Well, yeah, now the age preference, I'm thinking whole new world, like a bad way. Because I'm thinking, like, based on this season, the evidence tells me that there's a lot of 35-year-olds, you know, that, like, they're being like, wait, I gotta get married. Like, I gotta start dating again. Like, I gotta, like, be serious about this. So I feel like maybe there'd be more, like, volume, like, more variety. But also maybe some, like, interesting characters. I don't know.
Right. Yeah, it is. I mean, it is a variety. I tried to set my settings specific to what I think Ryan would have. Mm-hmm. So I like changed it to like conservative, moderate.
You're gonna see interesting.
Right. Yeah. Narrowing it down.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are a lot of people in Houston, so it could take a while.
Yes. Then you change it to like be like frequent showering, like
right.
We didn't rate. Right. Did we rate Johnny and Dahl though?
Oh yeah. What would you rate them?
One.
Okay.
It's like we're just assume, so we don't even need right. to do this part. It's just a formality.
An assumed one until they prove otherwise.
Yes.
But yeah. So let's see. I'm trying to think. Next week is still like that build up to decision day. So the main things that we're going to be looking forward to is Brett talking to Ryan about being on a dating app. We'll see if he responds to her because he has a tendency not to do that. And then apparently Rachel said something that Jose doesn't want to hear, but there was some very heavy editing around that. So I don't know, you know, if that's true. And then they're showing each other their roots. So they're taking each other back to like, you know, houses where they grew up, if they're from Houston, and kind of showing them what they're about or mm-hmm. their past. So yeah, that anything else about the couple's retreat?
Yeah, I don't think so.
All right. So yeah, just a reminder, definitely head out to wherever you listen to your podcast to give us a 5-star rating. We will review, or we'll give you a shout out on the podcast. If you do leave us a 5-star rating or any rating, it doesn't always, if you do 4 stars, we could review it too. And we do have our Married at First Sight feed. We're just working through the kinks of getting our episodes on there. So if you do happen to see it, this is Married at First Sight wrap up. It's pink. Go ahead and subscribe. So then when it is fully up and running, you will see the episodes there. But for now, we're on reality TV wrap ups. So yeah, Amy, where can people find you?
You can find me podcasting about this season of The Bachelorette on the Bachelor wrap up feed or, the same reality TV wrap up feed where you might have found this podcast. And Asia, how are you feeling about your draft that you drafted with us? Pretty good.
Yeah, it's so funny. Like the lower people on the draft, I'm like, I totally forgot I drafted them.
Mm-hmm.
But I am feeling good about some others. So we will see.
Mm-hmm.
So I might have some solid contenders.
Yeah. So it was a great premiere. And so Haley and I broke that down. And you can also follow me on Twitter at RHAP Recapper.
Nice. And y'all can follow me on Twitter at Asia Like Asia, A-Y-S-H-A Like A-S-I-A. I will be here every week podcasting about the rest of this season. I will be joining Mike Bloom and Liana on the Survivor B&B this weekend. Fun. So stay tuned for that. It'll be my first time on the B&B, but I'm excited. Going to have a lot of fun. Survivor has been so great this season. And then I also want to give a special shout out to the Wrestling Rehab Up. They are it's a podcast about wrestling. I've been on it, had a great time. Because it's been so long since I've watched wrestling. But Matt and Mari are the co-hosts of the Wrestling Rehap Up. It's a weekly pro wrestling recap. It drops every weekend on reality TV Rehap Ups. Mari Forth, she has been on this podcast, has given us great insights this season and last season. And then Matt Scott, he's just awesome. And so definitely go check that out. It's like pro wrestling and reality TV have so much in common. You know, from the characters to the different outfits, all the storylines and flashy moves and everything. So whether you know a lot about wrestling or you know very little, go check out the Wrestling Rehap Up. It's definitely worth a listen.
I love shows where, and people have said this about, I think it would work for this podcast, the Bachelorette podcast too, where if you don't have to watch the show, you don't have to be into the thing to get something out of it. And like they excel at that. Yeah, Mari and Matt, like you just cannot go wrong with anything that they are co-hosting. So
yeah,
I will follow them anywhere.
Yes, exactly. Yes, please just Matt and Mari, just go host anything about anything. I'll listen. All right. Well, thank you for sticking with us and we will see you guys next week. Bye.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.